Our sister Judy was playing. Page 40, My Jesus, I Love Thee. We're going to be spending some time in prayer this evening. I know most of you realize Monday night is typically a prayer meeting here in the lodge. We will have a little bit of a service, a little study, look into God's Word, continue our theme for the week. Then we're going to spend some time in prayer. Prayer ought to attract us. Very often in a church, the prayer meeting is the worst attended service of all. Shouldn't be so, of course. Should not be so. Prayer for us should be like being with the one that you love. Now, I don't know if anyone here has ever been in love, or at least hoped to be in love. But you know, when there's that special person that catches your eye, you don't have any problem being with them. You want to be with them. You'll do anything to be with them. Even if it means doing a quick little job on the floor in the palace and getting out of there as quick as you can. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know anything. So I just made that up. Just seeing who's guilty. Got some guilty parties over there? Unless, of course, the one that you love is already in the palace, you know, already working there. Future cousin-in-law sitting over there. But it's true, isn't it? When there's someone that you love, you have no problem spending time with them. You want to be with them. You want to be in their presence. You want to talk to them, or sometimes even just sit. And you don't have to talk. You're just comfortable in each other's presence. Just being there is often enough for us. And as Christians, if we really love Jesus, prayer should attract us. We should want to be in his presence. We should want to commune with him. It should draw our hearts. And so tonight, let's not pray because we have to pray, because that's what camp does on a Monday night, and that is the rule, and that's what we will do. But let's pray because we love him. We love him. We want to spend time with him, and we want others to come to know him and love him too. And we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for the needs of the camp. We're going to pray for the needs of our churches. Of course, we're not going to pray just yet, but when we do, don't be shy. Talk to the one that we love. He loves us. He wants to hear your voice. He loves to hear your voice. I did just want to tell you, before we sang this song, as our sister was playing it, I was reminded very strongly of an experience I had just a few weeks ago, just about 2 weeks before I came up here to Pilgrim Camp. One of our dear saints went to be with the Lord, and I had the privilege of being with her when she went to heaven. And you know, as I went through that experience, I'd been with others. I'd been with my parents when they went to be with the Lord, especially my dad. My mom, I just missed by a few minutes. She kind of pulled a fast one on us and slipped off. But I was with my dad when he went to heaven. I've been with a few others. Was with my wife's mom when she went to be with the Lord. But as I went through that experience, the words of this song just rolled in my mind. As I was going through that, as I was with her, and I was praying with her when she went to be with the Lord. We knew that she was passing. She was in hospice. The nurses told us, you know, this is it. This is it. And as I prayed with her, I'm going to tell you the whole story quickly, so that as we sing this song, you'll realize why this was so powerfully in my mind. This dear saint of God who had been in our church for many, many years. She was a very quiet lady. She was not ostentatious. She didn't ever want anybody to make over her. If there was something going on, we needed volunteers for maybe a little picnic, or if maybe we're having breakfast one morning. She never wanted anybody to know, but she would just slip me a couple dollars. This is for this, this is for that, this is for the vacation Bible school, this is for the children, this is for all that's going on. But you know, I used to love to call on her to pray in closing in our service. We all called her Aunt Irene. It was Sister Irene. Many of her children came here, but we just all called her Aunt Irene. From the oldest to the youngest, she was Aunt Irene. And I loved to call on Aunt Irene to pray in closing, because the way she said the words, "Dear Jesus." When I started to talk at her funeral, many of our parishioners were there, of course, as well as family whom we didn't know and some we did. As soon as I said I love to call on her, I saw at least 4 or 5 people nod their head and mouth the words, "Dear Jesus." It seemed like no one said that like her. She didn't make a big deal about it. She wasn't trying to impress anybody. But when she said, "Dear Jesus," you knew that it was real to her. He really was precious to her. He was dear to her, and you knew it. And as soon as she said that, the whole congregation would just be drawn into the presence of the one who she loved. When I knew that she was passing, and I hurried to the hospital, I walked in. Her family was around her. They so kindly made room for me to slide in. I walked up to her, and I put my hand on her forehead to pray with her. And when I did, her forehead was clammy, and it was cold. And I knew that she was going to be with the Lord right in those moments. But I was glad. You know, death is an ugly thing. She was a very proper woman, never came to church without having her hair done. She went every Saturday to get her hair done because she had to look right to come to God's house. Death is ugly. It's not a pretty thing. But you know, as I stood there after she had passed, stood there with her daughter, some of her grandchildren, and I said, isn't it marvelous that this isn't the end for our dear sister, for dear Aunt Irene? This isn't the end for her. She now is in mansions of glory, singing and seeing the one who she loved. I said, I wonder how she said, dear Jesus, when she saw him face to face. I bet you she never said it like that, huh, Sister Marie, when she saw the one whom she loved so much and said, dear Jesus, and either fell at his feet, or I don't know how the whole thing's exactly going to work, but she saw the one whom she loved, and today she is rejoicing with him in that eternal house, that eternal dwelling place. I go to prepare a place, Jesus said, and I will come and bring you so that where I am, there you may be also. I think as we sing this song, you're going to see that I experienced this song when our dear Aunt Irene went to be with the Lord. And it was a real blessing to me, and it inspires me to want to love Jesus more. And I hope it will inspire you to want to love him more as well. Let's sing it. My Jesus, I love thee.
Glory and endless delight. you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, increase our love for you this night as we behold your face, as we bow before you in prayer. We pray that you will reveal yourself to us in a greater way. And we know, Lord, to know you better is to love you better. And so we pray that you will draw each one of our hearts more deeply into a love relationship with yourself. We believe it, Lord Jesus, and we want it and we expect it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've also found out recently, and I've known this before, but I've seen it very clearly in the last few weeks and talking to people and dealing with some folks whom I know, none of whom are members of our church. But, you know, sometimes people whom you come to love, there comes a point in time when you get to know them, and it may not quite be what you thought it was. Just because you love someone doesn't mean you can trust them. Trust has to be earned, doesn't it? Hopefully when we come to know someone, especially if that someone is going to be someone very important in your life, you realize that this is a person of character, a person whom you can trust, a person whom you can depend upon. But I found out that there are people, and there are people right now, someone they loved let them down, and let them down very terribly. Almost irreparably. But you know what I'm glad about? The more we come to know Jesus, the more we come to love him, the more we know we can trust him, we can believe him, we can take him at his word. And that's why we come in prayer. And that's why we bring our needs before him, because we know we can trust him. We know he is to be trusted. He is faithful. He is true. Let every other person be a liar. But God is true. God is true, and his word is true, and we can stand upon those words. And so would you sing with me one song before we have just a little bit of a study together? Page 193. We sang this at the end of our prayer time yesterday afternoon. It came to me so strongly. The Apostle Paul wrote these words. I know whom I have believed. 193 in our hymnal. Let's sing a few of these verses. We won't sing them all, perhaps, but let's sing them, and let's sing it in faith. 193. All together.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know sing the fourth verse. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, of weary ways or golden days before his face I see. And sing the fifth verse. I know thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. There are some times when singing a song, we do this in our church very often. I guess I learned it from my mom. We don't always sing things straight through the way we're used to. Verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus. Or like some churches, sing the first, sing the second, skip the third, and sing the fourth. We sing all different kinds of ways. And you know, this is one of those songs that we often will do that. We just sing the verse after verse after verse because sometimes we lose the weight of what this song says. Do you notice? Did you feel as we say every, I know not, I know not, I know not, I know not. And when we get that, when the weight of that, you know, there's a lot that we don't know. But then when you come to that chorus, it's almost like a weight is lifted off of you. But I know whom I have believed. That's the one thing that I do know. I know him, and I know that he is faithful. There's a lot we don't know, and we won't know until we're on the other side and we see him in glory. We kid around a lot in our church, being a teacher, you know. We joke around a lot about, yeah, you know, I don't really know exactly what this is all about. I'm going to take that class when I get to heaven. When I get to heaven, I'm going to sign up for that class. I don't know if that's what they do, but that's the way we look at it. I want to know about this. I want to know more. But we know whom we have believed. Are you persuaded that he is able to keep what you've committed to him against that day? You know what we do a lot of times? We give things over to Jesus and say, here, Lord, here's my need. Here's the issue. We give it to him. And then when we're done, you know what we do? We take it back. I heard that somewhere. We take it back. We take it back. You know, when we were kids, we used to play a game. No take backs. If somebody gave you something, no take backs. Anybody? Brother John, I see you nod. You do that in the Midwest too? No take backs. Well, how about when you give something to Jesus, leave it there. Take it to the Lord. We sing that old gospel song. Take your troubles to the Lord and leave them there. Leave them with him because we know who we have believed. And we are convinced, we know that he is able to keep what we've committed to him against that day in which we see his work fully and marvelously done. And we're going to praise him. We're going to praise him throughout all of eternity when we see what he has done.